Hello.
Hello.
It feels like so long since
it's been 84 years and I am on the Titanic.
And you're not, like, you did a weird thing there where you like weren't blinking. You're like,
that's because I was being the Titanic lady. I don't know if I've done this. I've even forgotten where to put my microphone. I think there is.
Is mine too close?
Well, sometimes when mine's too far away, no, put yours closer, because when mine's too far away, it's like I sound like I'm in like on the door in off the Titanic and yes. I'm talking to you on the Titanic.
So my thing is I put it in a place where it picks up all my heavy breathing while the other person's talking.
Oh, yeah.
It's like...
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm sitting here heavy breathing, panting for.
What are you panting?
Excitement.
Story excitement.
I'm excited about mysteries. I know. Australian mysteries.
I'm so excited. It has been a long time for us.
Thanks for bearing with us, guys. We just needed a little breather.
Just a breather.
Between seasons.
Yes.
Because we were talking about this yesterday and it's a dark topic, true crime.
It is.
Especially when you're me and you pick dark stories. And sometimes you just need a little time away from it. Like, yeah. I literally haven't even listened to any other true crime podcasts for a long time. And it's been nice. But I'm keen to get back to it. Like, yesterday we were planning what mysteries we're going to do and I got excited.
Yeah, me too. And I think we were also like, that's what we were saying yesterday, is we wanted to like come out with like a really sick season of like real good mysteries, and we're trying to find some like more obscure stuff and mix it in with some like really famous stuff so that, you know, because
some fun, zesty stuff, but also some dark stuff. And not just me doing dark stuff, you doing dark stuff too.
Yes, because I always take the ghosts and the aliens and the fucking monsters, and then I was like, no, I need to take some of the horrible, gruesome murders off Josie. Just lighten the load there a little bit.
So that's what we've done. So we've got like a loose plan. I reckon it's going to be a sick season. But one thing we can blurt out, because we already did, is the true crime trivia that's happening in Sydney. Sorry, we do live in Sydney, so that's why these things happen in Sydney.
Yes.
It's at the...
Toxteth Hotel in Glebe on August 26th.
Which is a Monday.
Yep.
7:30 p.m.
Yep. You have to book a table.
Yes.
Can't just turn up.
And if it
work.
Doesn't make sense to you on the website, don't ask us any questions, because we're not actually running the trivia.
No.
We're just there, but we're not organising it, because we were asked nicely.
And our heads are so big.
We're asked to come as talent, guys.
Guys, we're Harry Styles. I'm Harry Styles. I'm Harry Styles, and I've been invited personally to... present.
Yes. What did trivia. I say to you? I felt like J-Lo being paid $1 million by like an Arabian prince
to play his daughter's wedding. Remember that show? That was such a good stale show.
But I do. I feel like, very special to be asked. But we don't know anything about how it works or how it runs or booking tables. So contact the pub directly if you have questions.
Yeah, just go to their website. If you Google Toxteth Hotel Glebe. Toxteth is very hard. They call it the Tocky.
Tocky.
And
it like
also
that.
Sounds, as I'm saying Toxteth, it sounds like it's going to be very
toxic.
Mouth noisy.
Yes.
Which is another thing. Do you know what? I don't care anymore. I actually have just given up on the mouth noises.
Yeah, guys, we're human beings.
We've tried so hard.
We breathe. We swallow. We lick our lips.
We've done whatever we can. And do you know what we realized? Other podcasts have fucking mouth noises.
Yeah.
For some reason, everyone just gets up at us for it. But do you know what? I listened to some highbrow thing the other day.
And they were like...
And it was like this woman who was very, very smart, much smarter than me, like some science-y, maybe a literary, that's two different worlds. I don't know. You know, like something really, like a professor
like
or something?
Like she's an intellectual.
An academic.
Yeah.
An academic.
And we're not.
And she was mouth-noising all over the fucking joint.
Yeah.
And I was like, why is no one yelling at like Ethel Van Moss over here or whatever. I just thought that's the name of like an academic person.
Professor Ethel Van Moss
of
PhD.
Art, history, literary, science. I don't know why no one wanted to yell at her about it, and it's rude.
Yeah, just because she's a professor, a Nobel laureate, a Pulitzer Prize winner.
Walkley Award.
Walkley. What's the other award? Booker Prize.
Maximilian Press. Booker.
Saint Mother, Mother Teresa style saint.
Saint OAM.
OAM, Dame.
Dame.
flawed swordsman.
Just because she's all those things doesn't mean she's immune from bad reviews.
It should be across the board. Mouth noises are either accepted or, you know, discarded. Either way, I don't really give a shit. But the point being, actually, I do give a shit because I'm not going to stop.
Yeah, we'll never stop.
Anyway, cool.
What was the other thing we're going to talk? Oh, the group.
Oh, yes. I think this is a bit of
housekeeping.
Yeah.
Well, I've just noticed there's people like just tuning in, like people commenting, oh, my God, I just started listening to you guys, which is great. We welcome all listeners, new and OG. But we just thought we'd check in about the group, which is growing rapidly.
Just too rapidly in some ways for me. I'm a bit overwhelmed.
It's the Facebook group, All Aussie Mystery Hour Podcast, Pedestrian TV, whatever, you can find it there. So the point of the group is like-minded people such as us and our listeners can come and share tales. And what we love is when people have like real life spooky experiences or like crimey things or just like, you know, they go and lie on the beach in the Somerton Man spot like you have and amazing. One of our other listeners has. Harold Holt's grave. Clark,
yes,
all
amazing.
Of that stuff.
Or like questions like, you know, that stuff's good, like conversational stuff.
Yeah, who's listening to blah, who's reading blah.
Yeah.
We love that. A lot of people share news stories, which is fine.
Yes.
But a lot of people share the same. So chances are if you've seen it, you've tried to share it, so have 10 or 12 other people.
Yeah.
And we're not going to accept all of those because then it just gets overrun. Same with memes.
Yes.
There's a lot of true crime memes out there, but a lot of them are like – have been around for a few years.
Yeah, and it's like what happens is like a meme that did the rounds, say, a month ago gets picked up by a really popular site.
Yes.
Like I think there was a Fuck Jerry one, like that weed scene someone had put in a couple of months ago and it came back. And so everyone was like, obviously, if you've seen it for the first time, fucking hilarious.
Hilarious.
Great time. But if the same meme comes back every month, soon we're all going to lose our minds. Mm. So we're basically more streamlining things. So we're trying to post less, but...
Because we want it to be fun and not like just overrun with
stuff. Yeah. And also you probably don't want all that in your feed
constantly. You don't want it. So we're just trying to make it a little more, we're just being a bit more selective with what we approve because we have to approve everything.
Yeah, because we're scared. Basically, if we just opened it up, it's like one day someone will join the group and seeming normal, like Bill Billison. And he'll have a nice family picture, a nice welcoming profile picture as we've talked about before.
Yes, just a friendly smile. Not a scary smile, one. Sunglasses.
Friendly smile, maybe with two kids looking cute. And then suddenly he's a Nazi and we didn't realise. And he starts posting Nazi paraphernalia at 2 a.m.
Yeah, when we're asleep.
Yeah, and we wake up and the whole group is Nazis.
It's all a bin fire.
It's a bin fire of Nazi.
Or even like the other day when people... not in our group, but people in other online groups posting pics of that girl who'd been murdered.
Yeah.
And that was a time I was really thankful that we have the approval process in place because, like, some people really, I'm not, and I don't think we should be, but some people are interested in looking at, like, gory photos. And maybe someone would put it in and we would not ever accept that.
Yeah.
But what if we didn't have the approval process and then they've put it in and then everyone's seen it without wanting to have seen it?
Yes.
So I'm glad we have the approval process in place. But, yes, just a little friendly reminder. But please join the group.
Yes. And
join
post.
All the conversations.
Like and we post. Welcome. I mean, I think the attitude you should go in with is I'm just going to post shit, but I'm not going to take it personally if it doesn't go live because it won't be about me.
Yes.
We're not saying don't post because we also love your content. You guys come up with the best shit. So many good things. Like all those ones that were like, what was that one I loved where it was like, tell your job
that was so funny.
That was the best thread. I had so much fun in that thread.
Everyone was
so smart.
Clever.
Yes.
I couldn't do my
Mine
job.
Mine was shit. I was like, people that were nurses and they were like,
oh my God,
I hurt
so
babies.
Funny.
And I was like, whoa, what do you do? And they're like, I'm a pediatrics nurse. And I'm like, whoa, okay. That was terrifying.
Yeah.
For a minute. And there was someone, there was a guy who was a landscaper and the way he described his job was so good. And I actually got very scared.
And the hotel cleaner.
Yes.
She removes all traces of your existence.
Yes. Oh my God. So smart.
Yeah, it was
You're all
very,
so funny and smart.
Very funny. That kind of stuff's awesome. And like recommendations. When I asked for podcasts that weren't crimey.
Yes.
You guys delivered. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I got like so many podcast ideas from that. So thank you. Yeah, it was more just a reminder of why it might not get accepted. Not me saying don't post. Please post.
Exactly.
Another thing, I just want to encourage people to follow us on Instagram because I feel like we don't have enough followers on there.
We don't.
We really should have more. Granted, we don't post that much, but we will if we have a lot of followers.
And I feel like you want an Instagram account to not post too much. Because I hate Instagram accounts that post heaps. Mm. I just am like, get out of my feed.
Yeah, always. I don't post a lot on my personal. I do stories more than posts.
I don't do a lot at all really on there
anymore. Like stories.
Sometimes. When I went away, I feel stopped like because I had no internet reception ever. So it was just like, well, oh well. And then, excuse me, sorry.
I burped too. We burped at the same time.
And then it was just kind of like, now I just don't. Also, I did a tweet the other day.
You did a tweet? Well,
because I went on
there. I don't even follow us on Twitter. I know.
Well, I went on there. Sometimes I just check on my Twitter in case anyone said anything mean about me, which has happened. So that's really all that happens on my personal Twitter is someone will just write to me about a story and be like, you suck. This opinion is dumb or whatever. And I'm like, thank you for ruining my day. But so I don't know why I go on there. But I went on to All Aussie Mystery Hour. And I realized the only thing I'd ever done on there was like in March, I retweeted Paul Holes and it was something to do with like finding a connection, you know, with the murder squad.
Oh yeah.
They'd found like a connection. It was like a good thing. It was like, yay, like we've found a new lead on this case or something. And I retweeted it because I was like, cool, retweet. And then that's all I'd done. And it was like, that would be fine if you had an active Twitter account. Yeah,
just retweeting
retweet of Paul Holes. And then I wrote this tweet that was like, wow, all we've done on here is retweet Paul Holes. Why are any of you here? And then I was like, no, I want everyone to love us, so stay.
Yeah.
But I'll try and tweet. I don't know. I'm just really bad at it.
Yeah,
it's not
my thing.
Yeah, I don't
tweet as a person anyway.
We're not people that can say things in a tiny bite-sized snackable content way. We blather on.
Yes.
As you can see
now. We've
blathered
on for 12 minutes
12
and 20
minutes
seconds.
And 20 seconds of shit at the beginning of this episode.
Yeah.
You know, we just can't do it. So anyway, that's a terrifying amount of time. Also, guys, to help you out, if you don't like the shit talk, we do have it in the podcast notes where the mystery starts, which will be now.
Great.
Yeah. So I picked a really spicy one to start off with because, it normally would be Josie's turn, but we've fucked it up because I said to Josie, I was like, I feel like two seasons now I've gotten to do the finale and sometimes it's fun to do the finale.
Mm.
And I thought maybe you would like to do the finale one time.
Okay.
And I'd like to do the first episode one time, but also it's because we decided to go back and do it. And then Josie was really busy and she takes 4,000 years to research and I take an hour.
She literally like coughed and then was like, hey, I'm done researching. I was like, what? How do you do this? It's going to take me days.
You'll see. It's not really, it's not rocket science, this one. But
all right.
It was because you picked the meaty, in-depth, scary, complicated.
Let's not talk about the live show where I talked for
hours. But we're going to do it again.
Yeah, but I just felt bad that I talk for so long.
Oh, no, that's fine.
But yes, I am going to do it again. I put a poll in the group. Everyone's all for
it. No one saw my funny reply, which was that I was so drunk I didn't remember anything anyway.
I liked it. I voted for that. Thank you. But yes, I'm doing my live show one again because it's a good mystery. A few people have requested it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do it again this season.
It's going to be great. And I have forgotten all the info, so my reactions will be,
you'll be like,
as real as yours.
La gasp.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about your mystery.
So my mystery is a fun, spicy, zesty caper.
Mm-hmm. I love it already.
Full of intrigue. And I'm calling it Who Shoved $80,000 Down the Toot at Channel 9.
Now, Can I just say it's toot?
No, it's toot.
It's toot.
It's the toot.
It's the toot. Don't you watch Kath and Kim? The toot paper doll.
Well, why is this my like bit in life? Like, why is my shtick that I can't
slightly mispronounce things?
Anyway,
I say
fine,
toot all the time.
Who shoved 80K down the toot at Channel 9? So Channel 9 are our daddy. As in their own pedestrian group. So I was quite stressed about this because I was like, are they going to be mad that I'm even bringing this up?
No,
but it really has nothing to do with them.
We like shit on maths and stuff all the time and they don't care.
And it
they're
also,
chill
it's
about
not
it.
On them.
No.
It just happened.
It happened there.
Their company. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean they did it. I mean, you wouldn't do this, which you'll see. It's just, it would be completely unhinged to do this in your own company for some reason.
But someone fucking did.
But someone fucking did. And that's what we're going to talk about. So here are my credits. So it's only a couple because
a lot of them just rehashed, but I'll credit the ones where they quoted people. So the Herald Sun, Angus Thompson, May 9, 2014, and The Age, August 11, 2011. And then there was a Reddit thread on Unsolved Mysteries by Happy Plant Girl in 2017 that I got a lot of, you'll see, but I got a lot of theories from there, which I credit as well. But it was quite a good little zesty thread. I feel like all those people would love being in the group, frankly. But
yeah, they should join. If you're on Reddit, plug our podcast. Oh, so that my God, yes. Come and
big mood for plugging is to plug everywhere you can. Yes. Reddit, other crime podcast groups, when they ask for suggestions, what we did on ABC Sydney and like totally blew up that thread. And I think they were a bit like, we were talking about our podcasts, bitch. But, you know, like that shit helps us so much. Yeah. The more coverage we get, the brand bigger we get, the more tours we can do, the more like fun shit we can do, like, you know.
Let's take Aussie Mystery out of the next level, guys.
Yeah, like obviously we want to be successful, but we also, you know, if we're successful, we make more of this dumb shit for you. So it's a win-win here.
It is. It works for everyone. Truly everyone.
Yeah. So we're going back to 2011.
Okay.
So
a beautiful time.
Our setting is the Channel 9 building in Docklands in Melbourne.
Oh, Melbourne.
Yes.
I was assuming it was Willoughby, Sydney.
Oh, I did too. I didn't even know Channel 9 had a Melbourne thing, but here we are.
Okay.
It makes sense given that they are a national broadcaster.
That makes so much sense,
I don't know why I was so shocked, but here we are. Docklands, for anyone that doesn't know, is this, look, this is a very uneducated guess here, but it's this part of Melbourne that's kind of like weird. It's sort of like stuff's there.
Like shops and like office buildings and hotels. Yeah, it's like
a weird harbour office-y space. It reminds me of Darling Harbour.
Yeah, but it's not like where you'd hang out if you were a Melbourne local.
It's sort of a bit soulless, maybe. And that could be very offensive because I think people do live down there.
Okay, sorry.
Whoops. But you know what? It's I'd like if you live in Alexandria, it's soulless.
It
you
is. Just accept it's it. It's industrial.
You might have a really cool apartment though, and so it's fine.
Yeah.
You know?
And like you live near the river in this case.
Right.
But
big tick.
Honestly, I'd rather hang out in like
Fitzroy
or like Richmond or
Carlton,
Collingwood.
No, not Carlton. Collingwood.
Now I'm just naming.
Maybe Carlton. Who knows? I don't know.
Footy teams.
Essendon.
I'd rather hang out in the Western Bulldogs, quite frankly. Geelong.
So that's where we're set. And so basically, Channel 9 janitor called Chimindu Amarasinghe, which I googled how to pronounce his name.
Really?
Yeah. Amarasinghe. Yeah.
Amarasinghe. It's quite pretty.
It is. So he's casually going about his evening cleaning the toots.
Yep.
On the ground floor of the building at night. Can I also just say, PS, why are office toilets always so fucking heinous? Like in every company ever. What is it about people when they go to work?
Toilets and kitchens.
Yeah.
Don't you reckon?
Like you just suddenly turn into like a sort of Neanderthal.
An actual animal.
Yeah.
Where you're like, I'm just going to shit on the wall and in the sink in the
literally
kitchen.
Literally shit on the wall. I have literally seen that.
And period blood on the, sorry.
I mean, yeah, actually like.
Period blood all over the
this
fucking.
This is like such a triggering little segment side.
Actually, no, I'm not apologizing. Periods are normal. People have them.
The end.
Move on. Period blood on the wall, toilet paper all over the floor. In the kitchen, we've had this gripe at pedestrian. If any pedestrian colleagues are listening, the sink is fucking full of fucking bowls with like shallow water and like vague porridgey
like
remnants
of tuna
and like
sink.
Tuna in the sink. Like you wouldn't leave your house, well maybe you would, maybe you live like a fucking disgusting
monster.
Animal
monster. Yeah,
but I don't smear my period blood all over the wall and leave shallow bowls in the sink
and like a bog in the toilet.
Just don't bog in the toilet.
It's so rude to not only your colleagues but then the people that come and clean the building at the end of the day.
It's so
fucked. And like my sister had a really good story of somewhere she worked. This is so triggering, so everyone like PSA, if you really hate like gross stuff, this might be a bit to skip. Just press the 30 mark for a couple of times. But she reckons there was a person that was like wiping snot on the door of the toilet, the same toilet cubicle. Like daily, and it got to the point that an email had to go around because it was like, hey, can you not wipe your snot on the toilet door like every day?
I'm pinching my nose.
But like,
for
why
some reason?
Are you doing that?
What?
There's toilet paper right there.
Yeah, and like, do you.
It's such a strange flex.
Does your house wall have snot all over it?
It's so weird. I think it's because we're all lumped together. And then it's like someone, but it's like, is that person a secret psychopath? Because I don't think, like, okay. being gross in the kitchen is like maybe you do live like that. People are weird. People live weird, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But doing things like smearing your shit on the side of the wall or like your snot on the door yeah. is like proper. Or not
policing your brass.
Yeah.
Whether that's your poo or your period blood.
Like that's a very strange.
Yeah.
You know, mode of operation there as a human.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, are you going to murder me?
Yeah.
That's what I think.
If you're do that unhinged with an axe murderer? In the fucking toilet, are you just unhinged in general?
Yes. Anyway, that was a real side note. But my point being, I feel for this guy because I just, cleaning toilets is fine as a job, obviously, when people are normal.
Yes.
And poo and wee and get period normally. Yep. But when they're disgusting cretins, it's really rude and fucked. Yep. So he's doing that. He's cleaning the disabled toilet and then he makes a bizarre discovery, Josie. So he opens the sanitary bin to clean it out, chock full of $50 and $100 notes.
Oh my, in the period
in
bin.
In the period bin. Can you imagine?
There'd be such a mixture of like, do I want to touch this or not?
And people put weird stuff in the period bin, like you know how?
Yeah, there's a lot of signs in public like... Shopping
don't
center
put
toilets
your chocolate
and stuff.
Milk in the period bin,
like,
please.
No, only sanitary products should like, be in here.
What else are you taking
people
into the toilet?
People put nappies in there and
yeah,
all sorts
nappies
of
make
stuff.
Sense. I can see why you would think to put that in there, but like people put the weirdest shit in there. It's not a bin.
That's
it's
not
a sanitary
don't
bin.
Don't put your dead iced coffee receptacle in there. God.
Can't even deal. So he told the Herald Sun, quote, there was too much to count. I thought someone was playing a prank on me.
Like
to which
it was
I
fake
say,
money.
Same.
Yeah.
You would think you were on
it.
Fucking, what's that? What was that show?
Punked.
Well, there
Candid
was
Camera.
Candid Camera. Yeah. Oh my God. I loved it. I was on Candid Camera.
What?
Yeah. There was like a pram in Double Bay and it had like a plastic baby in it. And yeah. I was with my family. I was quite young. And we were like moseying on down the road. And then there was this pram and you could hear this like, wah, wah. And I was like, that's weird, but I was like nine, so I didn't really think anything. And I think Mum went over to look in it, and then it was like this little plastic, like maybe it's like a little monster baby, like a funny.
Right, and so the video
is like Mum being like,
people
ah!
going,
yeah,
like
yeah.
what the fuck,
yeah. But like Candid Camera, good times. Someone bring back that show.
Great show.
So anyway, so I'm assuming he thought he was on Candid Camera.
Yeah, which weird place to have a Candid Camera in a disabled toilet.
Yeah, but like that's where your mind would go because why would this happen?
You wouldn't believe it.
It's too weird.
Yeah.
So Chimindu is actually the angeliest angel of all time.
Yeah.
Because instead of just like shoveling that money into his pockets, which probably I would do because I am a trash human.
Yeah.
He called his supervisor.
Oh.
Chimindu, you sweet baby angel.
What an angel.
I know. And I know sweet baby angel is my favorite murder, but I picked it up as a like life thing. So I'm just saying it as Mel, not as Aussie Mystery Hour. We're not trying to claim it.
These are
just,
your views.
It's just a Melism. Okay. Well, it's not a Mel. It's a Melism that I took
Hartstock.
From Georgia Hartstock from my time of listening to that great show that we
great
have
show.
Inspired. We were inspired by. Anyway, so angel from heaven.
He did the right thing.
But also, like, as much as I say that I would just pocket it, I'm starting to think maybe what I would actually do is call someone because I'd be like, fuck, this is some drug money shit.
Yes.
Which we'll get to later. I don't want to be involved.
Yes.
Get the cops before I get murdered. You know?
I feel like that's such a movie thing of like innocent person takes money and ends up at the center of like some crime caper.
That's what
like
I mean.
Not a fun caper.
Yeah, no,
but
no.
But let's kill this person to get the money
like
back.
Like you're in hiding forever.
Because it was like put there as like a secret drop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you're jumping ahead.
But
I mean, we're not jumping ahead because we're all thinking it. But anyway, also I feel like as a just general warning to people, if you see wads of cash just around, don't take it. Unless you find $50, this is my favorite thing that happens, when you find like $50 on the floor near an ATM, but there's no one around.
No one's around.
It's mine.
That's
it's mine,
free
bitch.
Money.
That's free fucking money.
I've told you, my dad would put up a fucking sign and be like, money, fans,
yes,
please
no,
call.
Don't. But if you see the person who went to get it out, you have to go give it to them. It's the law. It's the moral law.
It's also just like really good karma.
It is good karma. But best ever is when you don't. It's like when you're at a festival and you find cash on the ground and you're like, fuck yeah.
Have I told you that story about the time I got overpaid?
No.
By, I think it was still ACP magazines and not Bauer at the time. And I did like some freelancing for the company, but like outside of my role. And I wrote like a bunch of stories and it was like $1,600 worth of freelance I'd done. And it was early, like this was 10 years ago when I first started. So that money was like very important to me. And I, it was this old school system where you had to fill out the form of like what you wrote, how many words and what the rate was. And then you submitted that to the office manager and she like put it through. And like I didn't get paid for a while. So I chased it up with her and she was a bit of a bitch. And she was like, no, I don't have that. Like maybe you didn't fill in the form. I'm like, I did. But anyway, she goes, just fill it in again. So I filled it in again. And clearly what happened was she found it and then found, like she had that and then she found the old one.
Oh, yeah.
She put them both through. So I got paid double.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. And then I'm like, oh, like there's such a way to trace that.
Yeah.
Like through payroll. So I emailed payroll, said, hello, I've been overpaid. And they sassed me back and said, no, this is correct. We've got these invoices. And then I actually said to my mum, okay, well, I said it. She's yeah. like, you said it once. You yes. got it in writing.
Yes.
They've said it's correct.
Absolutely.
That's your money.
Yes.
So I went to the Australian Open.
Amazing. And you know what? To that I say, absolutely. I feel like if you try to give it,
yeah.
it's like if I went up to someone at a festival, I see them drop $50.
Yeah.
And I went up to them and I said, oh, I'm really sorry you dropped $50. I don't know what world this would happen. But if they turned around and were like, excuse me, I'm on the phone. I'd be like, no worries. Off. See you fucking later
yeah,
with
I
your
tried.
$50. I tried to be nice.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to be a cunt.
That's still the best thing that happened to me was.
I just love that
the
story.
Double pay.
That's a beautiful time.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of money.
It
like
is.
Even, like
even
now
be nice.
I'd be like, fuck yeah.
$1,600.
Off I go to Cairns, bitch. Anyway. Why did I pick Cairns?
And I went to the tennis.
Tropical. Yeah. Like the tennis.
Mum and I went to the tennis. We had a lovely time.
So your mum had like a secret.
Yeah. She was like, we're going to the fucking tennis.
Anyway, back to the story. This is such a like purely like it's an iconic AAMH episode in the sense that
so many
it's everything that we are about aside.
Toilets. Poo.
I said cunt already.
Did
like
you?
It's all I just said it then.
Oh.
I said, you tried to be nice. Now
yes.
you can be a cunt.
Right.
It's true.
I'm not even noticing when we say it now. That's how far we've come.
It's quite bad, isn't it? It's like Cam, our colleague, said the other day in a meeting. He was like, you know, it's the only swear word that still has like weight to it.
Mm.
So we need to use it sparingly.
Yeah.
And I thought, I do not use it sparingly. Become the F word for me.
Yeah. Wow.
The F word. I just said kind of like, the F word. Anyway, back to the story, guys.
Yeah. So there's a story.
A story. What? We haven't even like. I'm not even off the first page yet. So the supervisor knows now about this money
mm-hmm.
from the sanitary bin.
Mm-hmm.
He calls the cops. Yes. Good. Mm-hmm. Good work. And they came over to investigate, and they found it added up to around $100,000.
Oh my Christ.
Yeah. So they obviously take it away.
Yeah.
And spend it? No. They didn't. They just took it away. But then a week later, there are reports that come in to the, like, cleaning folks,
company.
I guess,
yeah.
About the toilets being blocked up. So in the company, there's all these toilets. They're like, there's something wrong with the sewer system.
Mm-hmm.
Shit's going on literally everywhere. and so they bring in a plumber to check it out.
Uh-huh.
And he finds thousands more inside the pipes.
Get out of my
blocking
life.
Blocking the pipes. Yes. So there's like wads and bills in the pipes
so
of the fucking
like
toilet.
So in a sanitary bin, you could go to the place I went to where it was like it's been hidden there as
yep.
like a drop place.
Yes.
But like no one's going to be like, okay, I'm going to flush the toilet on level 2
yes.
and then you're going to stand near the pipe. Like no one
it's
would.
It's not going to happen.
So it's
and just
bizarre.
Where does toilet pipes even go? No one fucking
knows
that.
I don't understand the plumbing
system.
We're
not little sewer rats
no.
that walk around the sewer. Are there people down there?
People waiting in the sewer like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I mean, I would love that as a conspiracy, people
yes.
in the sewers. It's like there's theories in New York that people live in the subway tunnels.
Well, some people do, don't they?
Well, like, I mean,
homeless
I'm sure
people.
Homeless people live in, like, the subway terminals,
yes.
like, in the actual, but, like, literally
no.
in the tunnel system.
Yeah.
That there are people, like, they call them moles.
Yes.
And that they literally have set up whole lives down there.
Yeah, because a lot of them are abandoned.
Yes.
But they're still there.
Which is spicy as fuck.
Yeah.
But
I
also,
swear they went and talked
you probably
to them in
have
SVU
like,
once.
Yeah, well, there was an episode of Felicity, stale show, great show.
Remember when she cut her hair and it all went downhill?
Yes. Never do it. She had perfect curls.
Very stale show, guys.
Very, very stale. But they also had an episode about it as well. But anyway, that's such an aside. There's no sewer people in this. There's
no.
Just
so the he found thousands more.
No, not Chimindu.
The plumber.
The plumber found thousands
yep.
more in that. This is a week later.
Right.
So the sanitary money has been found, taken off
sanitary
to
money.
Investigate.
Yeah.
And then all's well in Channel 9's building at Docklands until the toilets start overflowing, and then they with check cash. It out. Not with cash, but yes, because of cash.
Oh, my God.
I know. Also a thought, just like plastic cash down the toot, not the toot, down the toot. That's not going to work. What are you doing? That's like the stupidest thought to me. Like plastic, you know when you try and flush something like you drop, I don't know, like sometimes I've dropped, this is very bad for the environment, I'm aware. But you know what? We're human beings. This has happened. Like I've dropped something weird in the toilet, like, I don't know, like a plastic bottle top. I don't know why I'm drinking in the toilet, but just say that,
from
you know.
From your Dare Ice coffee.
Like something that isn't really meant to go in the toilet. Yes. You're like, I don't really want to put my hand in the wee to get it out.
People try and flush tampon wrappers.
Yes, well, that's stupid. But that's a perfect example.
And they don't go because somehow the toilet knows that it can't.
But that's a perfect...
So it just stays there.
Like, that's a perfect example because that's something you would accidentally drop in. Yes. You don't want to put your hand into your wee to get it out. Yeah. And that's fair fucking enough, I think.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, I'll just flush it.
Yeah.
And then it returns, right? Yes. And then usually when it returns, I'm like, the water's clean now. I'll just get it out.
Yeah.
It's a bit gross, but I'll wash my hands.
I'll get my bottle cap. Get my Dare Ice Coffee.
My Dare Ice Coffee bottle cap that's in the toilet for some reason.
And I'll chuck it in the sanitary bin where it belongs.
Also, how uncoordinated to drop a lid if I were drinking
somehow
on the toilet.
Between your legs.
Sitting there having my Dare Ice Coffee while I do a shit or something. And then I just like.
Just a well-deserved breather, just a break.
I'm taking my coffee break in the toot. Thank you very much.
You're multitasking, pooing while drinking your coffee. It's fine.
Dare, we have your new campaign.
Yes.
This is it.
Like, yes. Okay. We'll take that offline and take it to our sales team.
Anyway, so I just don't think like back in the day when we had paper cash, I could see the logic in this because it would dissolve or it's like, you know, you might think, okay, maybe it'll act like toilet paper and just like shrivel up.
Mm.
But plastic cash, this is 2011, guys.
No, it's not going to work.
Stupid.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever
heard. I know.
Heard.
Whoever this, because we don't know, that's the mystery.
Okay.
Whoever the fuck this did this is really not thinking straight.
No, especially when the Yarra River is right there. You could just toss it in there.
Oh, don't even start. That's where I'm going to get to, sorry. It's just the amount of other places you could do, what you could do with
literally
this cash.
Anywhere else.
Literally anything.
Mm.
Also, just spend it. It's cash. Anyway, I can't even, that's jumping ahead. But obviously now police are like, what the fucking fuck is going on? So they go in full investigation mode to work out where it's come from and who has done the flushing and the shoving into the sanitary bin.
Mm-hmm.
So according to The Age, police had CCTV footage of a guy entering the building with two large bags the Wednesday morning before all this started.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So the guy goes into the toilet for 5 hours.
5 hours?
That's like a full day of work.
5 hours it took him to shove this money. How many times did he flush?
It's such an amazing story. So 5 hours he goes into the toilet and obviously they don't have cameras in the toilet because that's illegal.
Exactly.
Then he leaves the building.
5 hours later.
5 hours later.
I'm obsessed with this.
But they're never able to establish who the guy was and no one ever came forward to claim the money. So we don't know. So they know there was a man.
Yep.
We don't know actually what he did, but they know a man went into that toilet for 5 hours. So we're pretty confident, I'm going to say, that this is the dude that we want, but they don't know. The closest they got was a guy called Emerald Nguyen. So
that's
the Herald.
Interesting name.
Yeah. Emerald, I know. The Herald Sun reported that the Melbourne Magistrates Court heard, sorry to say all those words, but you have to do that for legal shit, that the Sydney guy was charged with dealing with the proceeds of crime over the mystery cash haul, but after a doctor's report in which Emerald claimed he had been involuntarily drug affected and had no knowledge of the money coming into or leaving his possession, investigators were left really confused and dropped the charges. So basically they were like, okay, we're going to charge you with this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even with doing it. It's with dealing with the proceeds of crime over the mystery. So it's kind of like a weird wishy-washy thing, but essentially saying it's probably you.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's saying he was involuntarily drug affected, which I'm assuming means like he didn't take them himself, like he's drunk a drink.
Yeah.
And
he
also
got like injected with a syringe.
Yeah, but then he also just has no knowledge of ever having the money or dropping the money.
And he could somehow prove with a doctor's note that he was involuntarily drugged.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird.
This is crazy.
I know. It's so crazy. So they dropped the charges and Emerald also happily signed a notice of abandonment saying he had no stake in the cash. So it's not even
right.
Like they can't even connect it to a crime right now
necessarily.
And he's also just going, I don't want this cash. So I feel like if it were your cash, maybe you probably fucking want it if they couldn't catch you on anything.
And
so
it was clearly not counterfeit.
No, it wasn't counterfeit. They said that. They checked it.
Was it like...
I didn't add that in because I was like, boring, but yes, it wasn't.
Am I going forward if I say, did they check it against like any crimes that have been committed, like a robbery?
Well, I don't know. No. This is the thing. Like, I'm assuming they did, but there was no reports about any crimes that they checked it against. So there mustn't have been any evidence of this amount of cash going missing. So there's actually no theories really floating around on the internet besides this one Reddit thread. This is like, I guess it's kind of a fresh story and it kind of came and went and it was just weird.
Because it's just so bizarre.
So I just made up my own.
Okay.
And also I took some from the Reddit thread because they were pretty good.
Okay.
So the first one, drug cash, which is the most obvious.
Yeah.
You know, that was pretty much where my head went immediately because I was like, oh shit. Something's going down and someone's trying to get rid of some cash quickly. Yes. It's probably drug related.
Right.
But with drug cash shit, it's usually not like you want to get rid of the cash.
You want to launder the money.
You want to get rid of the drugs.
Yeah. So you flush the drugs down the toilet.
Like if someone found like bags of cocaine in the sanitary bin and the toot or whatever, I'd be like, okay, that's like a drug thing gone wrong. Like a drug bust was about to happen. Yes. So someone's literally just run into this building.
Because they didn't want that on them.
Yeah.
Person.
Exactly. And also, as you said, and as people in the Reddit thread said, if you need to get rid of cash quick, why are you going into a national company and flushing it down their disabled toilet and putting it in their sanitary bin? Why wouldn't you just chuck it into the Yarra?
Yeah.
Or anywhere. Drive out of Melbourne.
Like there's cameras on him.
It's just the weirdest thing.
That's so strange. Also, like, what's the security situation? Was it like a public... You know when you go into a building, even when you go to a hotel or something, there's usually like a public-ish toilet.
Yes.
Where you can go to the like lobby toilet.
Yes.
And you don't have to have gained access to the actual building first.
I'm assuming that's what it was because there wasn't any... Like, I think they would have mentioned if they would have had to swipe into the building because then they would say it has to be internal. Yeah. But they don't say that ever. And it's ground floor.
Yes.
So
that's
when I
used
to work...
That's what made me think it was like a public...
Yeah. Like, the only thing I could compare it to is because our office is a bit weird. Like, we work for Channel 9, but our office is external to their big building. But when I worked at News Corp, we had a ground floor that you could... Oh, you did have to swipe a pass, but you could kind of, like, get an access with a guest pass quite easily. Yeah. And it wasn't like, you know, like... There was a main floor and then if you wanted to get above that, you needed a different access card. But there were toilets right there.
Yeah.
So it's like you could technically get in.
It's like a public-ish toilet. Yeah. Like if you know about it, you can go and use it.
Yeah. Or even if you just like scouted it out.
Yeah.
Like if maybe you could see it from outside or whatever. The point being, I don't think – like there is another theory coming up about it being an inside-related thing, but I don't think it was necessarily that he had to have a swipe card or anything to get to this toilet.
Yeah.
Because I think they would have mentioned that. That, like I said, there's literally like three reports on it on the internet. So user Marijuana from Reddit, they all have really spicy names, said, quote, 5 hours is a long time to go unnoticed doing something potentially very illegal in a public washroom, which is another thing. If it was a drug-related freak out, shit, get rid of this money thing, why are you in there for 5 hours?
How many times? Maybe it didn't flush.
Well,
and it took him that long, and then it took him that long to flush that then he was like, I'm just going to put the rest in this sanitary bin.
True.
But even that, 5 hours is a fucking long time.
It's a fucking long
time. That's ages. Have we even been here for 5 hours today?
No.
No.
Maybe. But that's a long time if so.
It's a really long time.
I guess if it was something that was like a panicked thing of like people are coming for me,
maybe
you would
want
to move on quite quickly. Oh. But yeah, maybe he hid.
Because the accessible toilet is usually its own little room.
Yes, so that makes sense to me.
So it's not like he went, you know, like if someone was in there for 5 hours flushing, like in the communal toilet where there's like three cubicles, like maybe someone would have noticed.
Well, I think that was kind of the intention.
So he went into the private
cubicle
and no one noticed until they looked at the footage. So maybe he was hiding.
Yeah. Well, the other theory that I think I'm actually leaning more toward was it an inheritance? So one theory presented by a sadly now deleted user on Reddit, I can't quote them, was this guy just a grumpy dying dude who didn't want his family getting their hands on an inheritance. So this makes more sense to me because, yeah, I know, so fucking spicy to do this, right? But the quote from this deleted person was, "My guess is he was sorely peeved at his family and decided he would rather flush his money than let any of them inherit it or get their hands on it." Huh. And I feel like you hear this shit all the time of like somebody is dying and they've got shit kids who are like shit for their whole elderly life.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, "I don't want you to fucking get your hands on this money because you don't deserve it."
Yeah.
So potentially
that person... And they person, like leave it all to their dog or something.
Yeah. And it's like people that are vengeful and bitter do weird shit. Yep. So it wouldn't put it past someone being so like...
Petty
that they would go and try and flush their money down the toilet.
They're such cunts that they won't donate it to charity.
I know.
Which is what I would do if I hated my whole family.
Well, that's it. Just take it all out in cash like you have and then just give it to like RSPCA.
Yeah.
Save a whole bunch of dogs.
Yeah.
Delightful way to die.
But this person was that... cut up about life in general.
Yeah.
That they were just like, no, no one gets it except maybe the person cleaning the sanitary bin.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing that I was thinking with this that kind of made me think, perhaps not, is usually with that stuff, it's somebody who is dying already, who's at this point where they have to start thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
So physically, is this person able to like waltz into a foyer for 5 hours with two heavy bags of money?
Yeah.
Like, I'm assuming, you know, there are multiple ways to die. You don't have to be elderly, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be somebody dying of cancer or another illness that, you know, but they're going to be weak. I just don't think that
maybe
they're
going to take their own life.
True. That's a good point.
Maybe it was like a final act.
Could be. Well, then that kind of allows it to happen then, doesn't it?
Mm.
Here's my other much better theory, I reckon. This is the one I'm backing personally.
Mel's pointing at me.
I'm pointing at you because I'm excited because I reckon you're going to like this one.
Okay.
Divorce cash.
Yes.
Right?
You fucking asshole dickhead.
Yes.
Fuck face.
People going through divorces go psycho.
Yep.
It's a fact.
Yep.
They just go batshit crazy. Mm-hmm. And
how many true crime stories have we heard about?
So many.
I'll just kill my whole family because that will solve this problem.
Yes. People go crazy.
Literally insane.
Literally insane. And I've made up this theory. This is just a Mel theory.
I love it.
Because I read the inheritance one and I thought, do you know who's really fucking petty? A person getting divorced who's rich and knows that half their cash is going to go to their partner, but they fucking hate their partner because they, I don't know, cheated on them with their best friend. Who knows? Yep. So I reckon someone would be that petty that they would take all their money out of the bank, go down to the toilet. Anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere.
And just go, like, and they wouldn't be thinking clearly. So they'd be like, well, chucking it in the Yarra makes more sense, but I'm just going to go shove it down the toilet of this building.
It's still so weird. It's such a weird flex.
Well, it is a weird flex. And, you know, one of the theories to jump slightly ahead, I'm just going to jump from one idea to another. Was it a secret payment? So the money is being put there for someone else to collect.
But why would they put it in the toilet
and
flush it?
Is it – yeah, the flushing is weird and this is why that it doesn't 100% tee up. But Wompy Tomperson, Reddit user, great name Wompy, said it's also possible that it's a secret payment to someone in the company that would have access to those pipes. But I don't reckon it'll be in the company because
That's what I was saying
before.
People
in the company don't have access to the pipes. It's a fucking building.
That's just such a – that's – put it in a brown envelope and say important documents for Terry and put it in the internal mail.
Terry.
Or just dress up as a mailman. Like such easier ways.
Like a clown, you know, like a clown memo, like a Valentine's Day.
Like a singing telegram.
And you just like drop a bag on the floor.
Like just dress up as a courier and be like, hey, you know,
here's
like
a box.
I just think there's easier ways than flushing it down the toilet. The sanitary bin, maybe.
Yeah.
But even then when you put it in a bag...
Like
a plastic bag. Or, you know how sometimes people put them in the top of the toilet?
Yes.
In the tank?
Yes, yes.
In a bag?
Mm-hmm.
People always hide guns in there in movies where they're spies.
And like cigarettes when they're not allowed to smoke.
You can hide anything in there. You could put it in a plastic bag. The weirdness to me is just, it was money floating around with tampons.
Yeah.
It does
say like a rushed situation, not
then
a plan.
5 hours.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. And I don't reckon... I think you'd be a fucking idiot if you worked at the building to be like, oh, yeah, drop that drug money from my side hustle into that sanitary bin. I think it would be more like, here's a nondescript place.
Yes.
you know, you can access this toilet on the ground floor, whoever you are, because mm-hmm. you can just walk in, you know, yes, the foyer of a building. Yeah. It's not part of the office space.
But it's not a public toilet.
But it's like not public toilet. Where anyone's going to turn up. It's unlikely anyone's going to use this disabled toilet often. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put this money here, and then you, random person who also has nothing to do with the company, walk in, take the money, Bob's your uncle, done. But like you said, it was a bit rushed, so it kind of doesn't... Rushed, it doesn't strike yet, 5 hours. A nice wad of cash bundled up and tied up.
Like that to me would, like we would have stopped talking already. If it was like bundled money in a plastic bag in a sanitary bin, I'd literally, that's drug money or illegal money being dropped for someone to pick up and then they didn't.
Yeah.
But the fact that it was loose money was in the toilets is just so, that weird. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, exactly. But the only thing that it did make sense to me with is that there aren't any cameras in the toilet blocks.
Yeah.
So if you want to do something dodgy, a disabled toilet is a good place to do it.
Absolutely.
Because there's no evidence. And my other suggestion I'd written down was maybe it was a really quick moment and then they just had a really bad poo episode. They just had a poo
moment. And then they had to...
A five-hour poo
moment. Be there for 5 hours.
A five-hour diarrhea.
That's bad.
That would be horrible. Yeah,
maybe they were very stressed. You know, they did nervous poos.
A nervous poo.
And then they couldn't get off the toilet. And
let's all be honest, nervous poo is very normal.
Oh, God,
happens every time I'm stressed.
Yep, same.
It's a nice cleansing of the body.
Yeah, it's a fight or flight thing.
Is it?
Yeah. My friend who's a psychologist told me. She said it depends on your, like, psychological makeup.
Yeah.
But if you're, like, your body's just getting rid of all its extra weight.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're a flight person.
Oh, my God. That's so you want to like
leave.
Yeah.
So your body's just like get rid of everything.
Yeah.
And that's why you get like a dry mouth when you're nervous as well.
That's so interesting. Or
people do nervous wheeze, nervous poos, or you sweat because it's just like your body wants to get rid of everything.
That's wild.
Yeah. It makes total sense to me. I don't know how legit it is. She is a psychologist.
I like it.
She could have just made it up.
I'm just blindly believing it.
Yeah, like I did and have for years since she told me.
Yeah. So the other one was it a drop? So going back to the drug thing and the whole giving it to somebody else.
Yeah.
Was it that the money was all meant to go into the sanitary bin and then something happened, someone knocked on the door, some shit, someone panicked and started flushing it?
Yes.
So I could get on board with that potentially, but I think we still come back to our issue of if you were going to drop cash for somebody to collect. Like, okay, not that I know much about the drug trade, but I know I've seen Narcos. I've seen enough fucking drug-related things to know that generally it's not like they go and drop cocaine in little tiny baggies shoved into a toilet. Like they put it in a square. It's like comes in a square.
Packaged protectively.
So it's easy. It's like bang, done.
Yeah.
Pick it up, bang. Then I'm going to go do all that shit and make it little tiny baggies and whatever.
That comes later.
That's another issue for someone else, you know.
Yeah.
So I feel like if it was money drops, I'd like to think the logical thing would be to wrap it up into a suitcase or whatever, like just easy
and
access.
And if you were putting in a sanitary bin or in a toilet tank, you would definitely be bagging that shit up.
Yeah.
Because those things are disgusting.
Yeah.
It's so weird and it's like the sanitary bin kind of makes sense to me though.
Yeah.
Because you know, if you're a guy listening, you won't know this, but they've got like this modesty
flap the flip
within
cover.
Within the lid. So when you pull it up to put your own stuff in there, it's not like it's just a bin where you can see everyone else's tampons and they want to shield your eyes from that. So it kind of comes up and it's just like a tray almost. You put your own thing on and then you put the lid down. So it's not like heaps of women would be opening that bin all day and seeing a bag of cash.
Yeah.
Like it's actually kind of a clever place to put it in a bag. It's
yes.
so disgusting to me that someone just poured it in.
Well, and it doesn't like it would take another 5 hours just to retrieve all that cash.
Yeah.
And I just feel like the whole concept of a
like
drop.
Picking it out one by one.
And just like flattening it out and like tying
washing
it together.
Washing the tampon off it.
But like the whole point, I assume, of a drop is to be in,
quick,
out, quick,
out,
let's
not
do
five
it.
Hours.
No one, we're not going to be like... No sus shit.
Yeah.
And I feel like 5 hours in a toot is sus.
Yeah, it's weird. That's why it doesn't make sense. That's why it's like really spicy.
Yeah. Aside from that part, I could understand how some went into the sanitary bin and some went down the toilet, because if you were startled and you were like, shit, 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 someone's going to catch me, maybe you would like panic flush it and not think. But
yeah, I still think we come back to the neatness.
And I still catch on the 5 hours. Because what were you standing there for 4 hours and 50 minutes and then you became panicked?
I know. It's weird. It's very weird.
It's really weird.
So the last theory is the least spicy.
Okay.
And I get where people are coming from with this, but
it's boring.
Well, it's not boring. It's just like I don't 100% buy it.
Okay.
So it's did this guy have mental health issues? So the user Rizbrillium, I think that's like a science joke and I don't get it. Rizbrillium. Anyway, if anyone understands what that joke is. We don't get it.
Maybe Edna Van Moss or whatever her name.
Professor Edna Van Moss, OAM.
OAM Saint Esquire.
Ethel Van Moss. Ethel. Esquire, Lord Swordsman. Quote, I think it was probably someone with mental health issues in the midst of an episode. The fact that it was a TV station, in a delusional state, he might have interpreted code messages in broadcasts and those messages demanded money. It's quite possible that later he had no memory of doing it and therefore never came forward to claim it. So I know this happens, like people go have an episode and they, you know, go completely into like a zone that is, they think is so real, but it's not real and then have no memory. It happens. It's like a blackout period. And I know that happens.
Yeah.
Right. But you've got a lot of things there, like how you have access to hundreds and thousands, like $100,000 cash, right? Also, very specific theory. Like, like, you know.
A lot of like things have to align for that to pull, like that to make sense.
Yes. And I just think, it's particularly my thing that I hinge on is why have you got access to all this money? And then who let you take it all out? You know.
Or maybe they just live... Like they don't trust banks.
True.
If they're a paranoid schizophrenic, they might not trust anyone.
Yes.
At all, because they're like hearing people saying things or whatever reason. So maybe they just live that way and don't have any of their money in the bank.
I mean, that's very true.
And they just have...
Not a lot of people have $100,000 on them in life.
No. Like, but maybe they're just because of the way they are, they haven't spent money. They've hoarded. True. They might have inherited it from someone.
That's so true.
They might be getting like disability payments they're just putting away.
And that could also tie to this Emerald guy. I mean, we don't know. But
yeah, what's if his he has story?
No memory of it.
And I know there's no information.
Yeah.
But like, was he the man in the footage? Is that how
well, I think that they connected all him? It's omitted because he was charged but then it was dropped. So I think legally
they just don't
like, release info about were there about
fingerprints
them.
On the money? Like, you know, this is all stuff that just hasn't been reported because I hate that. Like I hate that about doing this show where I'm like, I'm going to do this mystery or – and then you just run into roadblocks because that information isn't online and we're not like proper – we're not fucking case file, so we don't, you know, have the time to interview the police that investigated the case.
I've never called the cops. Like, I've called the cops. One time I called the cops. I think I've told you this before, where I called the cops on,
the construction.
Construction work on like, Parramatta Road.
They're allowed. Please go away.
But, like, I've never called them to, like, be like, hey, can you tell me what happened here? Because I'm scared of them. I'm actually very scared of the cops. I just find them very all-powerful, like a Wizard of Oz or something.
There was one in the cafe today when I got my bacon and egg roll and coffee. Exciting. And, like, I saw his hat on the tape. I was next to the police station, so chances were I was going to see one.
Yes.
But it's just, you get a bit like, oh, it's a cop. Like,
yeah,
I don't want to do anything wrong.
It's like, what am I doing right now that's wrong?
Like, can I be arrested for this terrible backpack that I'm wearing with all my clothes in it?
Like, my shoe's untied. Could you arrest me because I could trip someone over with it?
Yes.
I don't know.
And then maybe. I kind of... Didn't jaywalk? Oh, maybe I did. I don't know what the rules are, but it just started going red flashy and I crossed. And
I think like, you're okay, but I'm
like, fuck, I'm like next to the police station. And then Henno came into work. Oh, no, he was already at work. And he was like, I got done for jaywalking today.
It's so wild. I can't believe people even get done for jaywalking.
But see, wild. I'm such a goody two-shoes. I never just cross the road. I also can't drive, so I don't know the road rules.
Yeah.
Like Julian will always go, we can cross now. And I'm like, no, no, I'm going to wait till it's a green man. And he's like, no, but like if you know the – he goes, if you could drive, you'd know that no one's going to turn now because they don't have the red – I don't know all that, so I always just wait.
And there's areas like I've lived at my parents' on and off for, you know, my whole life. Like, we've pretty much lived in the same spot. I know those roads, like, there's an intersection I know by the back of my hand. Like, I know that you if
could,
if the main light is red, it's not going to be red for very long. But if the side road is red, it'll be red for ages because the main road is like the one that all the cars go on. So if I see that, I'm like, I can fucking cross here. This is sweet. No one turns left here and stuff. I just know it.
Yeah.
But also, I don't even know the rules about jaywalking because I'm like, is it only when there is a walking man can you just cross another road? Because surely not. Surely you don't need to walk all the way.
I think it's just walking man's.
Okay. Well, that's
good. You can cross any road at any...
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
I don't know the rules. If you're a cop and you listen to this podcast, sorry that we said that we don't like you in some episodes. We didn't.
I said I'm scared of you.
In some episodes.
Oh, in some of them. Yeah, we did.
But that was case by case, literally cases where they've been useless.
Yes.
Tell us the jaywalking rules. Because Karsha that we work with also got done.
Yeah.
And I heard her saying, she just like put one foot and like it was red and they were like, yeah.
That's ridiculous. Yeah,
I have to get the details
from
her.
That is ridiculous.
But I was eavesdropping and that's what I heard.
You're like, she didn't actually tell me. She just told other people.
Wow, that was a tangent. Now I don't even remember what we were saying.
Well, we're talking about did they have an episode.
Right.
And Deleted, who was the other person I quoted before, we don't have a name.
Yeah.
Had a point, which was, I would think if a person was having an episode, either they or someone related would have attempted to claim the money later once it went public.
Mm.
Unless they're so rich that it doesn't matter, most people would notice the loss and most people with no illegal reason to hide would want the money back. So I agree with this because I feel like, say someone has an episode, it's a lot of money regardless, you know, whether you're rich, whether you're not rich, it's still a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, so say you personally are the person that has the episode and you don't remember, but then it goes public and then your family member is like, well, that's right, that person, or you even realize that you're like down 100 grand, you know, maybe you'd be like, oh shit, I'm putting pieces together here and maybe claim it.
That was me.
I mean, potentially I get how this maybe wouldn't happen. Like I do understand, you know, if they were really rich or in a really sad situation, if they didn't have family or friends who knew were keeping what was going tabs on that. Which is very sad.
Which isn't an unbelievable option, I don't think.
Not at all.
Because a lot of those people don't have any support and that might be why they're having an episode and are walking around the streets with money.
Yeah.
Because you'd like to think if someone was looking out for them
and
they had an episode, they wouldn't just be walking around by themselves.
Yeah.
You know?
But regardless of what happened,
the
story has a really nice ending. Do you want to hear it? You'll cry. I think Josie's going to cry.
Oh, my God. I think I know what you're going to say.
So Chimindu Amarasinghe got to keep $81,597 of the cash.
I love it.
The other $19,500 went to the state, with Magistrate Michael Smith ruling there's no reason why such honesty should go unrewarded.
Oh, that's like a Dumbledore thing to say. I know. That's so nice.
And Detective Senior Constable Daniel Thorne, who was one of the investigators on the case, said, quote, all the guys in the office felt the same. He's a struggling student who straight up didn't even think of pocketing it.
Oh, my God.
I know.
And I didn't know that.
I know. And it gets even better. Chimindu then got permanent residency the same week.
Okay,
he got
now approved I'm crying. For it. I'm crying.
And he, quote, said, I just want to spend my life in a normal way, find a job in IT and carry out that dream.
Oh, bless him.
I'm going to cry.
I love that.
It's such a nice ending to a story because I think, you know, we don't often get nice endings to any stories on this.
Never.
Not even the fun, zesty ones.
No, literally there's no nice endings to anything.
And like with this, it's kind of like, okay, whatever happened, you just don't know and you're not going to know. And I think they exhausted all avenues and they came to the point where they just weren't ever going to get an answer.
Yeah.
So whatever happened, at least the money went to someone and it's someone who really, really needed it.
Yes.
You know, a struggling student who's come over, you know.
He was just doing the right thing, you know. Yeah. Like, student needed money, got an honest job,
then
was an honest person and fucking
good karma. Great karma.
Rewarded him. And now he gets to go and be in IT and make $81,000 a year or more.
Yes.
Because they
make
a lot of money.
He's probably really, really rich and now I probably secretly hate him for being so rich.
But he worked hard.
I couldn't. I can't hate him. He's
too
cute.
And he got into IT and not journalism. That's on us.
I know. it's on me.
For being stupid. Not stupid, but making
stupid decisions.
We can't
hate the IT people that are making $1 million.
Fuck
them. He's probably like made an app. He probably made like Tinder or something.
Yeah.
Like we don't even know. He's probably like the guy behind like the biggest app
in the world. He's probably in like the young rich list, not for finding the toilet money, but for like being an IT genius. He's probably Atlassian. Oh, no. Their names are like Mike and Tony or something.
He probably like made a new computer, like, yes, that we all use, or like one part. You know how that people make like one single tiny part for like a vacuum,
and it then makes they become a quadrillionaire? Sense to anyone else.
Yeah,
but they make billions of dollars.
And it's like, how did you even
get into a place? I love that for him. I love it for him.
He's
probably married with kids now.
I know. And he's got a lovely IT job.
And he tells this story, wheels it out so much. All his friends are probably so sick like, of it.
Probably like framed one sort of
gross period dollar
on the wall. Oh, such a delightful end to the story.
Yes. Can I tell you a side story?
I'd love – you know what? We haven't had enough side stories, I don't think.
So I used to work at David Jones in the customer service department. Mm-hmm. And that was like – we did like a lot of different things. And one of the things we did was we took all the lost property.
Yes.
So we like had to log it in this book.
Oh, my God. Fun job.
Yeah. So we logged it in a book, and then if it was valuable, we'd put it in the big safe.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't, we'd just – like if it was someone's hat or whatever, we'd put it out the back. In a bag with like where it was found. It was all very official. And I remember when I started, my boss was saying, so any money goes in the safe, obviously, money that's found. And she goes, oh, a guy that worked in the food hall. So kind of like similar, like I think he was a student and like didn't have much money. He was working in the food hall, like waiting the tables. He found one of those bank bags.
Yeah.
So, like, someone had come
from... Oh, like an ATM.
Yeah. So, they'd come from, like, one of the stores at the Westfield.
Oh,
and
yes,
had, like,
yes,
left, I think it was $7,000.
Like a till bag, like the bag.
Yeah. And he found that and he brought it straight over to lost property. And I think with certain amount of money, like over something, we had to report it to the police.
Yeah.
But basically, after, like, there was a time period, and if it hadn't been claimed in, like, 3 months... You got to keep it. And he got to keep it.
Oh, that's
so
he'd so
been
nice.
So honest, and he got to keep the $7,000.
Because he could have just taken it.
Yeah, he could have taken it. But, you know, the camera, whatever else, like he did the honest thing.
Yeah.
And he did the right thing and still got the
yeah
the reward at the end of the day.
The moral of the story here is to be a good person.
Guys, be good people.
Don't be a
cunt.
Do
the right thing. If someone's left money somewhere and you've seen them, give it back to them. If you find a big amount of money, hand it in because you still get to keep it. Finders keepers, but the right way.
But the right way.
You know?
Not the bad, evil
the
way.
Cops.
Also because it could be drug money and you just don't want that.
You
just don't want to deal with that.
You don't want to be in like one of
you
those
You don't want to be in underbelly,
movies.
You know, 2019.
Yeah.
Fizzy's Revenge or something. Fizzy's. What was that one? Squizzy.
Fizzy's Oh, my God. Fizzy's Revenge.
Oh, my God. Petition for Underbelly.
I cannot
Fizzy's
wait.
Revenge to get made.
Underbelly 2019.
Who's
Fizzy's
Fizzy?
Revenge.
Fizzy is going to
be. Fizzy's the drug dealer.
Yeah, I know, but, like, I want to come up with how he's made his name.
Because he loves fruit tingles.
Yeah, he only drinks mineral water.
He loves, like, pop rocks. You know, you eat the pop rocks and then your mouth
coming
fizzy.
Like, the way he kills his, like, enemies is, like, he creeps up behind them and then opens his mouth and he's
and
had, like,
they just hear
pop
the fizzing.
Rocks. That's the last sound before they
oh,
die.
No, it's Fizzy. He's dead.
Oh, my God.
Fizzy's revenge. And Fizzy's going after old mate.
You, if you took the money.
Yes, old mate Macca.
Chimindu would have been. Oh, Macca.
Macca. Well, Chimindu's honest. Macca isn't.
Oh, okay. Macca's
so
like
Macca
who could have
the money.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm
following.
He took it and ran. Is this the plot of Two Hands?
I don't know.
What happened
I've
in
never
Two
seen,
Hands?
I haven't seen it. I don't know.
I swear he got money that he wasn't supposed to.
So now we've made up, we've already plagiarized an existing series. We've made up the worst criminal name and
Fizzy's
like
Revenge.
MO ever. And then we've also now plagiarized the story of a very popular Australian movie.
Now
starring
I can't
Heath
remember.
Ledger and
beautiful,
Rose Byrne.
Beautiful Heath Ledger.
Mm.
I can't remember, but I do know that a pedestrian will have a good relationship with Stan, so I think we just write this up.
I think they'll take it.
They've got Underbelly, so maybe they'll reboot it.
They'll do a Stan reboot.
Stan reboot.
Fizzy's Revenge.
Fizzy's
Revenge. Stan, if you're listening. As a side note, I've decided to use the podcast for my own benefit right now.
Yeah.
And say that, speaking of lost property, I lost my fucking laptop on a Qantas plane On a Qantas domestic flight, I left it in the overhead carriage. I will not let this die, even though no one from Qantas has seen it or found it. Just if you work at Qantas and you're listening, can you like do me a solid and like really get in that back end? Like if you could fly to every single lost property for me.
And just look yourself.
Just look properly.
Because our thing is, we've had this conversation.
Yeah.
Is like when you lose something and then you're not at the place and you're like, can you look for my... This happened with our colleague, James McManus, after Selfish Weekend.
Yes.
When I was really sick, Selfish Weekend, day two, left my umbrella in the holding area, the backstage-y kind of area. I knew exactly where it was. I literally messaged him as soon as I got home. Can you get my umbrella? No, it's not here. Like, it's like it was like it 20 here. Minutes had passed. No one had taken my umbrella. And I'm like, he's not, he's busy. You know, they were like... bumping out or whatever it's called when there's been an event, you know, he was too busy to look for my umbrella. My own fault. But it was just like, I know where it is.
Yeah. But it's so annoying. This is what I mean. It's like that. Well, it's exactly like that. It's like, I just want to teleport myself there.
Yes.
Like, what's the thing in Harry Potter?
Apparate.
Apparate myself into your lost property, physically look for it, and then I'm happy. It's fine. Yeah. If it's not there.
It's not there. It's not there.
Then I know. But
you
what,
just want to look yourself.
I just don't believe that all of you all across Australia, because I've called every fucking airport, you do not understand.
Yeah. I do, because I sit do. Next you, to you. You've heard it. Every phone call.
For 2 weeks. And like... just go in there and look. Yeah. I just want to look. I want to do it.
Yeah. They I go, almost you hear went, like a rustle. They're like, not here.
Yes. Like, it's like when I was actually at the airport doing it, I was like begging. I was looking at the man and I'm like, can I look for it? And he was like, I can't let you into there. And I was like, can you please just look really hard? And I'm like staring into his eyes. I know. Anyway, if you just happen to work near domestic lost property for Qantas, it is an Apple Mac in a brown and black typo case with a handle.
Yep.
Just, you know, I'd just really appreciate it, guys, because it's going to cost me a lot of fucking money to get a new one. And it had my book on
story.
It.
Such a sad
But it's okay, because I did save my book elsewhere, so we're not in dire straits.
It's a Google Drive.
And on that note of me begging you, and also what is literally like an episode plus a mystery minutes.
Yes. An hour and 7 minutes.
Whatever, guys. This is what you signed up for.
Yeah,
you know?
You love it.
You want.
You love it.
And on that note, bye.
Bye.